The Burial of Moses by Mrs. Cecil Frances Alexander. This beautiful poem is based upon Deuteronomy 34 and verse 6, where we read that God buried Moses in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. By Nebo's lonely mountain, on this side Jordan's wave, in a vale in the land of Moab, there lies a lonely grave. But no man built that sepulchre, and no man saw it e'er, for the angels of God upturned the sod and laid the dead man there. That was the grandest funeral that ever passed on earth. Yet no man heard the trampling or saw the train go forth. Noiselessly as the daylight comes when the night is done, and the crimson streak on the ocean's cheek rose into the great sun. Noiselessly as the springtime her crown of verdure weaves, and all the trees on all the hills unfold their thousand leaves. So without sound of music, or voice of them that wept, silently down from the mountain's crown, the great procession swept. Perchance the bald old eagle, on grey Beth Peor's height, out of his rocky eyrie, looked on the wondrous sight. Perchance the lion stalking still shuns that hallowed spot, for beast and bird have seen and heard that which man knoweth not. But when the warrior dieth, his comrades of the war, with arms reversed and muffled drums, follow the funeral car. They show the banners taken, they tell his battles won, and after him lead his masterless steed, while peals the minute gun. Amid the noblest of the land, men lay the sage to rest, and give the bard an honored place with costly marble dress. In the great minster transept, where lights like glories fall, and the sweet choir sings, and the organ rings along the emblazoned wall. This was the bravest warrior that ever buckled sword. This the most gifted poet that ever breathed a word. And never earth's philosopher, traced with his golden pen on the deathless page, proves half so sage as he wrote down for me. And had he not high honor, the hillside for a pall, to lie in state, while angels wait, with stars for tapers tall, and the dark rock pines, like tossing plumes, over his bier to wave, and God's own hand, in that lonely land, to lay him in the grave. In that strange grave without a name, whence his uncoffined clay shall break again, O wondrous thought, before the judgment day, and stand with glory wrapped around on hills he never trod, and speak of the strife that won our life with the incarnate Son of God. O lonely tomb in Moab's land, O dark Beth Peor's hill, speak to these curious hearts of ours, and teach them to be still. God hath his mysteries of grace, ways that we cannot tell. He hides them deep, like the secret sleep of the one he loved so well. Another lovely poem, this time by Thomas Binney. Beautiful words. Eternal light, how pure the soul must be when placed within thy searching sight. It shrinks not, but with calm delight can live and look on thee. The spirits that surround thy throne may bear the burning bliss, but that is surely theirs alone, since they have never, never known a fallen world like this. Oh, how shall I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, before the ineffable appear, and on my naked spirit bear the uncreated beam? There is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode, an offering and a sacrifice, a Holy Spirit's energies, an advocate with God. These prepare us for the sight of holiness above. The sons of ignorance and night may dwell in the eternal light through the eternal love. This poem is entitled The Hand Divine by Joseph Addison. A fourth verse has been added, which completes the poem. The spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky, and spangled heavens and shining frame, their great original proclaim. The unwearied sun, from day to day, doth his Creator's power display, and publishes to every land the work of an almighty hand. Soon as the evening shades prevail, the moon takes up the wondrous tale, and nightly to the listening earth repeats the story of her birth, while all the stars that round her burn, and all the planets in their turn, confirm the tidings as they roll, and spread the truth from pole to pole. What, though in solemn silence, all move round this dark terrestrial ball? What though no real voice or sound amid their radiant orbs be found? In reason's ear they all rejoice, and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, the hand that made us is divine. Almighty God, the sun shall fail, the moon forget her nightly tale, the deepest silence hush on high that glorious chorus of the sky. But, fixed for everlasting years, unmoved above the wreck of spheres, thy word shall shine in cloudless day, when heaven and earth have passed away.